Welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Brian Park. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, giving props to America's first Veep. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the Beeps, Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Rescued hostage Ingrid Betancourt is back in France today. She'll get a high-level personal welcome from the president. Anita Elash has more from Paris.
Betancourt said yesterday she believes she is alive because of France's willingness to take up her cause. Today she's coming home to meet the people she credits with her life. Betancourt's case has been a cause célèbre in France all through her captivity. Her picture hangs in public squares. The governments of both Jacques Chirac and Sarkozy made constant attempts to secure her release. Over the last couple of days, newspaper and television coverage has been practically nonstop. Yesterday, people gathered in towns across France to quietly celebrate Betancourt's release and await her return home.
Anita Elash reporting from Paris. Iran's state TV says the country has responded to a nuclear proposal. The European Union offered Iran economic help if it stops enriching uranium. State TV didn't say precisely what the response was, but said Iran and the EU will talk more soon. North Korea has made a nuclear deal, but now it says it's getting a raw deal. It's agreed to take apart its nuclear program in exchange for energy and political benefits. Now it says it's torn up 80% of its nuclear complex, but gotten less than half of promised energy shipments. North Korea made the deal with the U.S. and several Asian neighbors, including China and South Korea. The U.S. says North Korea still hasn't told all about its nuclear work. Media giant Viacom may be able to see what you've been watching on YouTube, and a federal court says that's just fine. As you can imagine, privacy advocates are steamed. It's part of a copyright lawsuit between Viacom and YouTube owner Google. NPR's Kurt Nikisch has more.
A federal judge has told the internet search company to pass along the viewing history for each clip on the popular site, including the login name and computer address of each user. Privacy advocates say it's not right to reveal who watches what and when without their permission. Google has asked Viacom to let it make the data more anonymous before handing it over, but Viacom may not have to concede. The judge ruled this week that the media company has a legitimate need for the information and that the privacy concerns are speculative.
NPR's Kurt Nikisch reporting. A Minnesota college student is in hot water for putting his vote on eBay. He said it was a joke, but prosecutors aren't playing along. They're charging him under a law making it illegal to buy or sell votes. The auction started at $10 for him to vote the winner's pick for president. Nobody bid, by the way. July 4th is a pretty good day to become an American. Each year, dozens choose to take the oath at Monticello, Thomas Jefferson's Virginia home. July 4th was also Thomas Jefferson's final day. He died in 1826, 50 years to the day after the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. His at times ally, rival, and eventually pen pal John Adams passed away the same day. We'll have a conversation about Adams in just a few seconds. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.